Hello, how you doing? And today we'll talk about Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone by J.K. Rowling. The book is the first in the Harry Potter book series, which deals with the life of a young magician, Harry Potter. The book describes how Harry discovers that he's a magician, acquires friends and enemies at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, and with the help of his friends, managed to disrupt the plot of an evil magician named Voldemort, who murdered Harry's parents and tried to murder him when he was 1 year old. The story goes like this. Harry Potter, the son of two great wizards who were killed by Voldemort, is sent to a not very nice foster family. Harry starts getting Mr. Wicket's letters, distraught by his uncle, from Harry to read them. One day, thousands of letters addressed to Harry enter the house, and in order to escape them, his uncle Vernon decides to take his family to a place where nobody will find them. Shortly after their arrival, a huge man breaks into the cabin, introduces himself as Hagrid, and tells Harry what the Dursleys have been hiding from him this year. Harry is a magician, and he is about to begin his studies to Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Harry arrives at Hogwarts School and meets Hermione and Ron, and starts getting involved with them in adventures. My favorite character is obviously Harry Potter. Harry Potter starts the story as a shy and quiet kid who does not like to talk too much to people in a family who does not like him at all. When Harry comes to Hogwarts, Harry starts to develop curiosity about all sorts of topics and start making friends. Harry is the past con, and in his first year at Hogwarts, he already managed to fight the great Voldemort, save the Philosopher's Stone, and be a hero. That's why I like so much Harry Potter. The song I chose is Holding Out for a Hero by Bonnie Tyler. The song refers to Harry because in the song the singer describes some kind of hero she needs, and Harry is the hero of the story, for several reasons. For example, when Harry fired a troll to save Hermione, and when he killed Quirrell when Voldemort wanted to take the Philosopher's Stone, and he actually saved Hogwarts. In every situation, Harry goes straight to action and saves the situation. The part I chose is when Harry discovered that whoever is trying to get the Philosopher's Stone to Voldemort is actually Quirrell, not Snape. It creates a big twist in the plot, and it's not something I expect. Harry, you, it can't be. Snape was the one that... Quirrell. Yes, I know, he looked the type. Next to him, who will suspect poor Professor Quirrell? Harry, but the day... Snape tried to kill me. Quirrell, no, darling. I tried to kill you. I highly recommend reading this book because while I read this book, I really enjoyed it. I think other readers will also enjoy it because it is a very fun book to read. Once you start reading this, you really get carried away with the book, and I personally connected with these characters and I felt some of them while reading. Although there are many pages in the book, I highly recommend it anyone who loves adventure and science fiction books to read it, especially for young ages, because there are a lot of cool things in the book. As I read the book, I laughed, I smiled, and mostly felt a lot of fun in the plot, and also tension in the end. To sum up, I highly recommend it to read this book because I enjoyed it, even though I do not like to read books. So I'm sure everyone will enjoy it.